following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
But your auntie's not thin. Your auntie's a fatty. Fat, fat the water rat. Fatty, fatty 2x4 can't get through the bathroom door. Mm-hmm. C'est moi. So we had a naughty night out. My sweet and most wonderful loveys.
Her vagina, her vagina, her vagina, her vagina.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Then your auntie's a fatty. Then your auntie's a fatty. Then your auntie's a fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 576 of the BFO for Monday, the 19th of April, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, if the beginning of the show is any indication, it is going to be a shitstorm. Yes, Big Fatty, it already is. Damn, gushy. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday... Monday is going well. Y'all, you may be wondering, Big Fatty, what was all that mess at the beginning of the show? Well, y'all, today... Today is a very important day in the potosphere. And y'all, that is because the one and only Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, she's finally made it to show number 400. And y'all, this is very important. It is a very important milestone. Now, y'all, I can assure you it'll come out late. Because, you know, all the Monday shows, and y'all, it'll be, you know, it'll just be, oh, here's what we did on the weekend. We had pizza rolls, and I drank myself into a stupor, and I blamed the pedal on the flow, on the carpet, on the new puppy. Thank God we've got the new puppy, because now I can pee wherever I want. And but anyway, y'all, it is show number 400 for the Sea Hag, and so y'all, that's quite an accomplishment. It's not nearly the accomplishment that Big Fatty has achieved, but you know, and y'all, she started doing this shit long before I did, and it's I cannot be bothered, lovies. But anyway, so today is just kind of a gracious nod to the Sea Hag, and because y'all, let me just tell you, even if you just do it 3 times a week, it ain't easy sometimes. It just ain't easy. Like, for instance, today's show, y'all, I had nothing, so I said, well, now what is the next best thing to 20 minutes of silence, and that would be a show about Sea Hag. So that's what we're doing today, and y'all, on today's show, since Vera is turning 400, and that is, well, actually... Vera turns 400 on May the 7th, but the show, her little show out there in the Woodland Hills, it turns 400 today. But y'all, I told you at the end of last week on Friday's show that I had some scratch-offs, and I'm going to do those on today's show because I know how you love a scratch-off. But y'all, I thought I'd review the weekend first because I did more than just eat pizza, those gourmet pizza rolls, and drink myself into a stupor. Although I did do half of that, and it did not involve a pizza roll. But y'all, on Friday, well, Well, they had a big auction. Big auction. And Big Fatty's been involved in this for a couple of years. But they haven't had the big auction here at the coal mine. The silent auction and the buffet dinner. And they had that on Saturday, but y'all, they had to get it all set up on Friday, and everybody was getting over there about noon on Friday. So, that is Pepperidge Farm lemon cookeries. Because, y'all, who doesn't enjoy a lemon cookery? But anyway, and you know, Pepperidge Farm remembers. But anyway, y'all, Big Fatty shows up, and they're beginning the decorations and everything. And, y'all, Straighty McStraight don't always know. No, Big Fatty, no. They need your artistic eye to assist them. So, y'all, I assisted them, and everyone thought that all of my ideas were just fabulous. Just fabulous. And so spent most of Friday afternoon till about quitting time. Helping decorate, and y'all, the theme was the reaching for the stars. So there was lots of stars, and we had lots of these little Christmas lights, and we made them twinkle, and Big Fatty, it sounds lovely, just lovely. But I left about, oh, I don't know, about quarter of five, something like that, and came on back here to the Fat Cave. I didn't see any need in going back over to my office at the coal mine for 15 minutes. It would have taken me 15 minutes to get there, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, you did the right thing. But anyway, came home, and then there was a little fatty cast. A little fatty cast on Friday night. And y'all, we had a good old group over there in the studio audience. We had some newcomers that had not been there before. We had that Rachel who is down there in the near the Lakeland, Florida. Is now down there near the ginger bear and the albino, y'all. And she was in the room for just a short period of time, because, y'all, she's going out to dinner and then going dancing. And, y'all, she and I discussed for the Gay Days dinner that after we all eat, that we all get up and start dancing, and they'd say, please leave the establishment, and we wouldn't have to pay. So, y'all, that's certainly a possibility. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I thought I'd just give you an update over here. And we had, by the way, we had Tom of the Tom and Terry from the Chicagos up there. And what did he do? Oh, he was on there and he played the dead or alive. Except, y'all, he didn't say alive. He would say, what was it he said? He said dead or alive. This is breathing. No, it wasn't breathing. I don't know. But anyway, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all. I am looking over here at the list, and I am just about to shat myself, y'all. I am just about to shat myself. Because, y'all, there are two names that have been added. Two names that have been added to the guest list that I had no idea this was going to come to fruition. And, y'all, fruition. Vera comes to fruition on May. By the way, Anthony, he is on there, but I think we already talked about him. But, y'all, I'm happy to report that his colonoscopy was a success, and they were able to get the camera out of his butt. But, y'all, the two names that have been added to the guest list, and, y'all, really, I am just blown away by this. But they are the Turnip Head and the Short Bus. Now, y'all, I knew it was a possibility. I knew it was a possibility. They might be able to come, but I had no idea that it had actually come to pass. So, anyway, So y'all, it is getting to be quite the hootenanny. And y'all, if there's any way, if there's any chance in podunk hell that you can come to this, y'all, it is going to be just, it is going to be the cat's pajamas. Yes, Big Freddy, the cat's pajamas. And speaking of the cat's pajamas, y'all, I have got my clothes in the dryer right now. So if you hear the buzzer go off, it's because the clothes are dry. It is not because I'm trying to be more and more like the ginger bear, because I'm not. I'm just not, y'all. But y'all, and getting back to the weekend now. So Friday night we had the LFC, and then we had the horror group. The horror group had just a social night at the Message.com. And so I met oh dear gussie, Granny and Miss Porter out there, and y'all, it was the president's. It was we'll call her Lorena. It was Lorena's birthday coming up this week, but y'all, she's gonna be flying up to Boston. She's gonna be going up to Boston, not to see Brian from Boston, but she is going up to see her female companion. She's going for a little companionship. And y'all, then they're going over to P-Town, and I guess as they need you go over there to urinate. I don't know. But because I've never been to P-Town. Ah, Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar. You're just getting vulgar. But anyway, after all that, Big Fatty went out to the Message.com, and then we y'all, I had three drinks, which was really a little bit too much, because y'all, I just had a small serving of the turkey tetrazzini from the Lean Cuisine. No, it wasn't the Lean Cuisine. It was the Stufa's entrees, and it was the turkey tetrazzini. Y'all, if you've never had that, it's just delicious. It is just delicious. But anyway, but it wasn't enough food, y'all. And I was came home, and I was a little... But y'all, we did get a repote during the LFC from that Kimber... Beaver. Because y'all, you know, she's over there in the Faroe Islands. And y'all, it is right in the flight path of all that smoke and ash from that volcano up there in Iceland. And y'all, by the way, did you know that Iceland is green and Greenland is covered in ice? It doesn't make any sense to me. I think somebody had been overserved when they named these countries. But anyway, the volcano has exploded. And y'all, it's just shut everything down. It has shut everything down. Kim Beaver said that the sheep are gray, but y'all, I hope this does not affect the lanolin that the sheep produce, because you know that goes into the Dove soap with lanolin, because you know you got to keep your skin fresh and lovely and young looking. And then on Saturday, y'all, on Saturday, Big Fatty didn't do a dadgum thing. I took a couple of nip-a-naps, and y'all, I just lounged. I just lounged, and I was slothy. In fact, the only thing I was missing was a food hook. And if I had had that, I probably would have been... half the size of Vera, if I'd had my food hook. But anyway, then on Saturday night, y'all didn't go anywhere. I just stayed right here at the Fat Cave, and y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely doing that. And then Sunday, y'all, I had a gentleman caller, had a lovely breakfast, and now I've got my pants off recording this and doing my laundry. But now, y'all, before the time gets away from me today, we're going to do a very special Memory Lane Music. Oh, Lord. Lord. Now, y'all, today's Memory Lane music, I know the Sea Hag knows this one because she's sung it before on her show. And Big Fatty has played it before on this show. But, y'all, we're going to make this sing-along Memory Lane Music Week. And I thought we would start off today with one that maybe you've heard before and you know the words to, especially if you're old. If you're old, y'all, so get ready to sing along.
The bluest sky you've ever seen in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild, full of hopes and full of fears, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last a year in Seattle. When you find your own true love, by his smile, by the look in his eyes. Sends up pine trees in the air, pour some sand around and tear. Look out, everyone, here come the brides.
Dear Gussie.
Yes.
Oh, dear Gussie. Yo, I know that... That the Sea Hag loves that song. And, y'all, that was one of Big Fatty's favorite shows also growing up. And so, you know, anytime I get a chance to, Big Fatty, we love a walk down memory lane. And, y'all, the last time I did... Oh! By the way, I am making it is not gourmet food. Y'all, I'm making what I'm calling bag stew. Yes, Big Fatty, bag stew. And y'all, what I do is I buy these different bags of meals and the frozen vegetables and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, all I've done is I've cut the bags open. You usually microwave them. But y'all, I've just cut the bags open and I've dumped them into the crock pot. And I've added a can of the diced tomatoes, which are fine. Big Fatty will eat like spaghetti sauce and all with the tomatoes in it just to give it a little more flavor. And I put in just a tad little bit of the Worcestershire sauce just to flavor it up a little bit. And y'all, it's all coming together, and I've made some rice to put the bag stew over the rice. And y'all, it's I've got some yeast rolls rising in the oven, cause y'all who doesn't love a yeast roll with butter, except when you have it the next morning as yeast roll toast. Ah, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Now y'all, the one thing I did not tell you about was on Friday in the U.S. mail, Big Fatty received his passport card. And y'all, this is evidently all you need if you're going to be traveling by land or by sea. You have to have a... You know what that means, everyone. Well, y'all, I guess that we have come to the end of yet another show. And y'all remember, if you write to Auntie Vera Charles, she'll get back to you sometime. If you do it today, she'll get back to you sometime in July or sometime like that. Because, you know, she... Oh, dear Gussie, thank God you didn't end your show with that, Big Fatty. But, y'all, the passport card, you can use it for travel, like on a cruise or if you are going to drive over the border. But you got to have your real passport if you travel by air, which is what, evidently, the turnip head and the short bus. Y'all, I can't imagine that they would be coming by boat to the G'days, but, you know, who knows? I mean, you know, y'all, that'd be quite a boat ride. And y'all, you know, one of my favorite stories about Vera was when she was on that boat and Miss West was wearing that pelican costume, and y'all, she got caught in the drapes and Vera yelled,
"Then your auntie's a fatty. Then your auntie's a fatty. Then your auntie's a fatty."
It was lovely, Big Fatty. Happy 400th, Hag!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.